Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I'm glad you did. Man, I tell you, I'm in the middle of, right before the show happened here, I'm just having one of those days, and I think the show's going to turn it around, though. I was supposed to return these gold foil printer things for addresses. Upcoming wedding stuff, you know, and I've been supposed to have done this, I don't know, for the last week, and I just haven't, because I'm stupid, apparently. But anyway, I thought I had enough time to do it before the show, so I did all that, and I'm printing out the label to return these to a particular online vendor that begins with an A and ends with an N, and then I ran out of paper in my printer. I can't believe it. We have no paper here anywhere, so I'm searching all over, and then I'm like, let's do the show. And I'll just order some paper from that said online vendor. Do it tomorrow. How about that? Anyhow, the reason I think today the show is going to turn it around, because we have a fantastic guest today. I am a little starstruck. I'm very, very impressed. She is the star of a very, very cool science fiction movie that is actually being released. I don't know if it might be out now. But anyway, I want to welcome Miss Stephanie Bloom, actor, model extraordinaire from the movie 2050. Stephanie, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. And thanks for that introduction.
It's so true. It is so true. You know, it was interesting. Speaking of weird days, a few days ago, I sat down to, I should have done this a couple weeks ago, but again, I procrastinated. I sat down to watch the film, and apparently I got a weird link, and the film, you know, I'm watching it, but it just had a piano playing. There was no vocals at all, like no audio, or it had audio, but nobody was talking. It was like watching a silent movie. Yeah, it was the strangest thing, and I'm like, at first I thought, okay, well, this is an artsy movie. I can get into it, and so at about 30 minutes into it, I'm like, no. There should be, a dialogue box or something that comes up.
I don't know.
So I made some emails, got the correct link. Everything's fine. It all worked out. I don't know. It was just a weird computer thing. But I watched the film, and I loved it. I loved this
goodness.
Film. I'm a big sci-fi nerd, though. So, you know, you were fantastic in it.
Thank you so very much. And I love that you actually point out that you love sci-fi, because I feel like it could go either way. I feel like there's so many people. I mean, I myself am not a sci-fi. Like, I don't know that much about the sci-fi genre. And this, I feel like, brought me into it. Like, now all I am interested in is movies about sci-fi and, you know, the different routes it can go and what's been done and what can be done. So I love that you mentioned that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is one of those films, ladies and gentlemen, that is kind of a 20 minutes into the future. It takes place in 2050. Well, interesting fun fact about the year 2050, ladies and gentlemen, there is as much time ahead of us to 2050 where we're at right now as there was to 2000 behind us. We're right at the midway point there. So, you know, something to think about there. I liked this. It was, I liked the way it was done. I've read some stuff online where people are like, well, it wasn't futuristic. And I'm like, man, you're only talking about 30 years. Think about 30 years behind you. The world wasn't that different than it is today, as far as like design elements and whatnot. I mean, it's different, but I'm speaking design-wise and whatnot. I like the way this was done. A lot of drones in the sky.
Yes.
And, of course, the bots. The bots. I see that happening, man. I do.
I don't know what catches your attention more, the drones or the bots.
Well, both, because the drones can get the bots to me. No, I'm kidding.
Right.
I shouldn't say that. I'll get emails. No, but what I liked too is the ethical questions that were raised in the story. I don't want to give. I want people to watch the film because this is a great film to watch. It's a thinking film. It's not super cerebral. I don't mean to turn anybody off by that, but it makes you think. It's one of those films that you watch, and when you're done watching it, at least I did. I spent about 2.5 hours sitting there thinking about. Well, longer than that. Just thinking about different things from the movie. Got my mind going, and I like that. You know, and the bots weren't bad to look at either. I gotta say it, not being weird, but it's true. Let me ask you this. When you were younger and you got into acting, well, you got into modeling first, right? And then that blossomed into acting?
I feel like that's like, if kids that want to do this from an early age, they always start off modeling and then, you know, venture into acting. But that's exactly how I did it. I started off with commercial and print work, and then I worked my way to acting. And, you know, I still do both, but, you know, acting is where my heart is.
I gotcha. Well, let me ask you, when that transition was happening, any inkling that, a couple years later you'd be, you know, playing a pleasure bot in a cool sci-fi film?
Oh, there's so many versions to my character, right? There's a sex bot, there's an android, there's robot.
That's a better term.
I had no idea. And it was actually so intriguing to me. I wanted this role. I wanted to do it. Even just when I was going through the casting process and the very little bit that is given to the actors just to audition with, I was just so fascinated with it. I was like, I want to read more. I want to be this character.
Right. All right. Well, it's very interesting. And like I said, a well thought out story. I really enjoyed this a lot. And definitely, I'm not sure, like I said, I have to look through my notes here. I believe it's already, it's coming out in January, right? This month.
It actually, it's going to be playing in select theaters all at once.
Okay.
January 14th. It will be coming out in DVD and all digital platforms. You can pretty much get it anywhere. And if you want to go see it in the movie theater, it's being played in different parts of the country, especially in New York in Times Square, where most of the cast will be to hang out and see it.
Awesome. Now, that's cool. That's very cool. You know, a lot of people, I have a lot of independent film folk that come on the show and whatnot, and that doesn't always happen. They don't always have a theatrical release. Very cool.
That's what's so exciting about this. I think, you know, the movie's just created a lot of buzz, and I feel like it's exactly what you said. You go into the movie thinking one thing and you come out like thinking another, and you have it on your mind, and you either want to see it again or you tell your friends about it, and it's different. It's not your typical sci-fi movie.
No, and it's not an action-packed. I don't want people to think that. You know, nobody's shooting robots or aliens or giant monsters or anything like that rising up out of New York Harbor there. This is one of those films that, like I said, it's set in the future, but that future isn't that far away. And we see things, I do at least every day. I read an article yesterday where the first commercial two-legged robot went on sale yesterday. Ford Motor, a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
it doesn't look like give it 15 years, you know what I mean? They sell a lot more of them. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. We're going to have to put that idea out there, I think.
Well, it's very interesting. And, you know, it gives the, it made me think about things, you know. Let me ask you this, Stephanie, because, you know, here you are. You're an actress in this, or an actor in this movie. And very intimate in the storyline of this and whatnot. You know the ins and outs. You know, you helped create this piece of art. I got to tell you, it's been 20 years ago. I was roommates with this guy, and him and his gal got into a big fight because she got upset that he was looking at, I don't know, suggestive video online, you know? and thought that was cheating. And they got into a big row about it. And I hadn't thought about that in years until I was thinking after watching your film. And I'm like, man, to me, that seems so silly. You know, I'm like, wow, that's not, nobody's sneaking around and slighting the other person, I don't think, in that case. I wasn't involved.
Right.
But your film, I mean, that's one of the questions that raises is, the one character asks you directly, your character,
I think without giving too much away, it makes you question that, you know, is it cheating? Is it, would it be okay, you think, in the year 2050 if, you know, a married couple were to have a robot on the side or as a part of their relationship? Or, you know, and I feel like if you see the movie and you especially see how Dean Cain, who plays Maxwell, how he addresses that, his monologue in the movie, I feel like once you're done listening to his perspective, it pretty much nails your question. And it's just like your mouth is kind of like dropped and you're on the floor. You're like, wow, you're like, that is a great point. Like, I feel like... You know, people automatically assume, you know, it's some form of cheating or it's, you know, just not okay or it's against society. But you're like, you know, what if you just are open-minded and you just take into consideration,
right,
you know, this is something you created. This isn't real. So it definitely gives you a different perspective.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was, like I said, this film, I highly want everybody listening to watch this when it comes out. I will be posting a reminder when it comes out on my social media and Facebook and all of that, blog and everything, because I definitely want people to check this out. This is one of those, it's one of my favorite science fiction movies of 2020. Let me put it that way.
great. Yeah.
We're only 7 days. No, but it is. It's really good. And not just because it's science fiction. I mean, of course, I like that as well. But I like other kinds of movies, too. I really, really enjoyed the pace of this, the design aesthetic, and the story, and the acting, the performance. Everybody in this, you, Dean Cain, everybody involved in the film, I believed them. I wanted to know more about them.
Every android or sex bot or a robot, they had their own story. So it's not like you just pick one direction. It actually takes you in a couple of places. And how each person uses their robot, how each person will perceive their view on it. It's just, I don't know. I feel like it's different. It's not what you would typically think as a sci-fi movie.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And everybody's different. Everybody's different. This reminds me years ago when I was married to my my ex-wife. We went to one of these charity auctions down in San Diego. And they were, you know, where they auction off like a chef to come cook you a dinner or whatnot. They had all that stuff. We got, believe it or not, and we didn't even try to win this. We kind of did it like a big bid on everything. And we wound up getting a personalized French maid to come to our place and do her French maid stuff. And
wow.
It was pretty good. It was pretty exciting. So I had to, I was out in Baltimore, Maryland on some business, real estate stuff that I was involved in. And then I flew back, and the day I flew back was when the gal was coming. So I was kind of the whole trip. I was like, well, this is going to be interesting, you know? Hey. And, I get home and my ex-wife has her like cleaning the house, like,
oh my gosh,
sweeping and vacuuming. And I'm like, dear, that ain't what this is about. And she's like, well, it's what it's about today. So just going to show you these to put this in the perspective of your film, the robots don't know who they might wind up with, you know,
right.
Different. And exactly. I like how it addressed that. Very, very cool. Now, you had mentioned, being interested in science fiction and different types of, like mind-bending type, films, any, Anything on the horizon for Stephanie Bloom that you can talk about?
I'm actually working on a TV show called Little Cupid, which is the complete opposite of what 25th is about. But but it's just a beautiful like family show about a loss and, you know, how you would get in touch with the other side and, you know, if you could really talk to somebody on the other side, are they really there? And so I'm working on that now. And, you know, in hopes, I feel like I could, you know, want to work with Princeton again, the director. I mean, there's so many star names in this movie. I just, you know, I hope to work with them again in the future.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Stephanie, we have a call. Do you mind if we take a call? Is that okay?
Oh my God.
I should.
Okay.
Cool. I don't know who to call it, where they're calling from, but we'll find out.
Okay.
Hello, caller.
Hey,
are you
how
there?
You doing? Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Doing great. Who is it? What's your first name and where are you calling from?
My name is Brandon. I'm calling in from Florida.
Nice. Hi.
Brandon? Hi, how you doing? Yes. So I was just calling. I pre-ordered the movie. I'm pretty excited. You know, I'm kind of pumped up. But, you know, I was just wondering, you know, maybe this is something that, you know, might come to, you know, be realistic soon.
What are your thoughts on that, Stephanie? Do you think this will happen?
I definitely think it'll happen, and I think it'll most definitely happen before 2050.
I agree.
Right? Don't you feel like, I feel like you hear in the news every now and then, there's so many stories about robots and, you know, things being made and things that already kind of already exist. So definitely, I think this could be more of a reality than, you know, anything else, definitely before 2050.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, a good track record, something that we're all familiar with, and I'm old enough. Stephanie, you may not be old enough to remember this. You were probably just a young girl. But I remember when the internet, mainstream internet, came about to the general public. I was in college. I knew a couple people that had computers, but nobody was really on the internet like they are now. You know, certainly not phones. That wasn't even around. But the big driving thing of the internet when it first started out wasn't online banking. A couple people did that.
Right.
But
yeah.
It was the porn industry. That's what drove it. That's what everybody was doing. And it just started growing and growing, and people said, oh, well, we can do other stuff, you know, with this. But that was the big thing. So I see the whole idea of a sex bot, a pleasure android, if you will. I think that will absolutely happen.
Yeah, and, I mean, for right now, I mean, for what is something, I mean, I feel like when everything is new and when things come out, you know, it's never socially accepted at first. And then, you know, people warm up to it and then all of a sudden it becomes a trend. So I feel like, you know what, maybe this could be a thing. Maybe this could be real, you know? I mean,
absolutely.
Who are we to say?
Oh, yeah. Well, people freaked out when the airplane came out. You know, they're like, oh, it's just going to drive people crazy. You know, what is that?
Right.
And Stephanie's absolutely right, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, just because somebody finds something, you know, a little out of their wheelhouse, so to speak, doesn't necessarily mean in a couple years trends and perceptions won't change, because they always do. That's just
right.
The
and
way
even,
that is.
Even in the movie, you don't see, I mean, even though my personal character was, you know, used for, you know, a void in Michael's life.
Right.
Not all of the androids were used for sex. I mean, one of them was just made for just someone simply just to challenge him and to talk to. It's just for so many different reasons. And I don't know, it's just something to explore.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you think of, I live in South Florida and, there are a lot of people down here of a certain age, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's South Florida. That's where everybody comes. But there's a lot of lonely people, you know, and just
right.
That, just companionship, just somebody to watch Jeopardy with. Who knows, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I think there's more Siris and Google Homes down in my neck of the woods than, and people love them. They talk to them like they're a person. It's very strange.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what they do. So you got this TV show coming out. That's cool, man. Now, is that, let me ask you, when they do that, are you doing a pilot for that? Or do they film the whole thing and then, I guess my question is there a lot of work involved in that?
Oh, you know what? There is a ton of work involved. It is a pilot. And I feel like when pilots come out, it's a huge amount of work because you're just trying to get your show out there and you're also trying to get it picked up. And
right.
there's so many factors involved, but it has been picked up. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that yet. And, you know, I did hear that there was, you know, even daytime Emmy buzz around it. I don't know. I'm really
nice.
Excited for it. Yeah.
Well,
and
don't get yourself in trouble.
There's big
you know,
names
like...
in it. There's, you know, it's just all about the crew. I feel like, you know, sometimes you work on projects and you're there for a day or so, or you do your role and you're, you know, you never see them again. But this is somebody I've worked with for a couple of years now, and I've worked on her other movies too. So it's just, that's what I love about this business. You just keep running into the same people, the same good people. And, you know, there's always that chance you get to work with somebody again. And I would just probably do anything to work with Princeton and the cast again, and even the writer. They're just
nice.
All wonderful, you know.
Now, that's fantastic. And it just goes to show, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what business you're in, always be nice to people because you never know.
Right, exactly, you know? Exactly.
You just never know. And always carry business cards. That's my advice to anybody in any business. Network.
Absolutely.
Anyhow, Stephanie, I want to thank you so much. I know you're wicked busy and they've got you doing a bunch of these, so I really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to be on our little show here. It's very awesome. It's so good to meet you. I can't
nice to meet
wait.
You too.
Yeah, because with what everything you've got going on, I'm sure I'll have you back on the show again. So I'm excited about that. Very cool. And I'm also excited. Yeah, and I'm real excited for 2050. I think it's going to be phenomenal. Hey, you know, I just thought, ladies and gentlemen, our caller, Brandon, he had mentioned he had pre-ordered this film. So that's an option, you know, obviously. Get out there and do that. I want everybody to see this. This is a fantastic film. We've got links up on our show page to both the film and at their website, 2050movie.com, there's links to all their social media. I want everybody to like and share all that. Also, we have Stephanie's website, stephaniebloom.com, and there's links to all of her social media. I encourage people to check out your Instagram, Stephanie. Lots of cool stuff over there.
Yeah.
And it was weird. I was scrolling through your Instagram just before the show. And I'm scrolling through, and I'm like, oh, look, Stephanie's doing all this stuff. You know, she's having a picnic here and playing soccer there. And I'm scrolling down, you know, and all of a sudden I come across a picture. I don't know. I'm sure it's from a movie. You obviously were in a horror movie at some point and had your face ripped off. That
yes.
took me by surprise. What is that?
You know, it's one of those things that was, I feel like, is on every actor's bucket list. And it was, I got killed on screen, and it was the coolest thing. I mean, all of the special effects and all of, how they just do all those prosthetics and the blood, how they created it. I was having a ball. I was like, yes, go ahead and kill me. But yes, that was
nice.
A short film. That was a short film I did called Muffin Man, and it's won so many horror awards. It's just, that was so much fun.
Oh, that's awesome. That is fantastic. Well, very cool, Stephanie. Well, you know, if no one's told you this yet today, I want to, you know, keep doing what you're doing because you're real, real good at it. You just so good
thank
at
you.
Stuff. And obviously. Any of my producer friends and out there and casting friends, keep an eye on Stephanie Bloom. Get her in your film.
Thank you so much.
Very cool. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, Stephanie. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you, and thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us today. We, the name of the film, I just want to say before we wrap things up again, 2050 is the film. We have links. Their website is www.2050movie.com, and that's 2050 is the numeric, you know, like numbers. 2050movie.com. Get over there and also check out Stephanie's website, stephaniebloom.com. Very, very cool. This episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed on all the various social media platforms and all the podcasting platforms. We are on a whole bunch of those. And I think that's awesome. The big one, of course, is Apple Podcasts. They used to call it iTunes, but so many people have podcasts. They had a big meeting and guys with ponytails and, you know, gals with cat's eye glasses said, let's change it to Apple Podcasts. And so they did. Apple Podcasts is the big podcasting platform. We're always on, always free. If you are listening to the show in the future on Apple Podcasts or any of those, really, do me a favor, hit that ratings and review. It doesn't cost anything, keeps us up at the top of the page. And baby, that is where we like to be. When I'm talking to advertisers, it makes life so much easier. Okay, well, that's going to wrap it up for us today. We will be back tomorrow. This is Film Week. We've got a lot of film folk on the show this week, and we're going to be talking to a writer, director, and co-producer of a fantastic film called Bloodhound tomorrow. I really liked this one as well. Kind of was reminding me, it had that, remember a couple years ago that movie Nightcrawler came out? It kind of had a similar vibe to that, but not the same type of story. But just very, very cool crime movie, and I dig those as well. Okay, we're out of here, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great day, and we will see you tomorrow. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited. For broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.